Which then also now brings me on to the chairman's report. I just want to say that before I start, that last year there were some technical difficulties which many of you weren't aware of, but one was to do with the microphone, not this microphone. This is recording the whole shebang for our website, but the microphone that I was holding was a sort of off-on thing. Do you remember there used to be a comedian who used to go... I can't remember his... Perhaps you can't remember him. And it was a bit like that, so I abandoned it in the end. And the other problem was a squeaky floor problem. And last year, we were... the head table was there, and you were all facing that way. And I hope this is not happening this year, but I was standing on a very squeaky floorboard... and evidently, when I speak, I don't stand still. I'm obviously doing it now because I'm talking about it. But apparently, I go from side to side imperceptibly. And whilst that was going on, it was making these dreadful squeaking noises. And so the recording of last year's chairman's report was unusable. My wife said that was probably a good thing. Anyway, last year, I remarked about how surprised I always am about how few people know about WTN and what we do. It always surprises me. We go out giving talks to various groups around Hampshire in general and nearer to Winchester. And often people say, you know, that was really interesting. I didn't even know you existed. Well, you know, this is our 26th AGM, so we have existed for all that time. So there's something we're not doing because... There are 12,000 people in Winchester, in Hampshire, aged between 75 and 84, who are living with sight loss. 12,000. And we have 100 listeners. And I would have expected us, really, to have a bigger share of those 12,000 than we do. So again, as I say every year, if you know of anyone who could benefit from what we supply to them, our service, completely free service, then please try and get them organised. Or if you hear of somebody, I mean, let us know on the committee, if you like, and we'll take it from there. But we should be reaching a lot more, I think, than 100 listeners. Now, our studio in Cheswell Street, which, for those who don't know, is, in fact, in the old boardroom of Steele's, the undertakers, is in very good condition. We've had one or two issues over the years. We've had soot coming down the chimney and all sorts of funny things, but it's in really good condition at the moment. And we're always updating equipment when we need to because we pride ourselves on having the best quality recordings possible. And so we need to make sure that all our equipment is up to date, which, of course, costs money. We all know this. We now use Sovereign memory stick players. That's these boxes. I just brought one along this time because a lot of people haven't actually seen them. A lot of people know the old box. What's that called, the old box?
Sapphire.
Well, this is a much improved version. The only problem is, well, it's not really a problem, it's slightly different from the old boxes. So some listeners, when their old boxes are conking out and they need to have them replaced, will need to be taught how to use this. And we're very fortunate in having Norma York, who's one of our volunteers. She's also a trained demonstrator of equipment to blind people for the RNIB. And she goes out and demonstrates this box to the listeners. They're made in China, as, of course, is everything else these days. But they're very good quality. But the only difficulty with the fact that they come from China is, of course, that China is quite a long way from Winchester.
And
honestly, geography was never Peter's strong point. And so we suddenly find ourselves needing three boxes. And so we'll put an order in. But, of course, it takes sometimes weeks. And it's a bit of a running joke at committee meetings because whenever we phone up to say, look, what's happened to our order, they always say, oh, just check, I'll look up for that, hang on a second. And they come back and they say, ah, actually they're on the high seas. And that's true. I mean, I don't know where the low seas are, but anyway, they're on the high seas, and we do get them eventually, but they're jolly good boxes. Copying machines. I often talk about copying machines in the studio. They're the machines where we plug in a master recording memory stick and then blank ones and set them to record, and then all those copies are made and sent out to our listeners on Friday afternoon. We've had untold problems with the towers. They're usually called towers. Nobody quite knows why. It makes no difference who manufactures them, who sends them, who sells them to us. It makes no difference. And we've spoken to lots of talking newspapers around the country, and they all have problems. So that's something we just have to put up with, really. It's one of those annoying facts of life. Now, a great step forward is a red light we've had installed.
Takes a break.
Peter installed it. Now, what it is simply is that because of where our studio is in Steeles, it's beneath a flat, and there are some tenants, obviously, in the flat who tend to make rather a lot of noise. I don't quite know what they're doing up there, but they do make rather a lot of noise. And our old notice that used to go on the outside of the studio door said, "Do not enter recording," but it didn't ever really say, "Please don't make any noise." I don't know why we didn't twig that, really, but anyway, we didn't. So Peter has installed a new sign in both Spanish and English. That's because the tenants above us are Spaniards. And it's a marvellous red light that you switch on, and it's very arresting, really. It's extraordinary. And all being well, whoever presents that day remembers to switch it off too. But one good thing was, when Peter was there installing this, the Spanish tenants from the flat upstairs came down and wondered what on earth was going on. So Peter explained everything and took them into the studio and showed them what we do, and that's actually worked very well. I don't think we get quite as much noise, do we, Peter?
No, they're very good.
What does the sign say?
Peter, what does the sign say?
Silencio!
Silence, please, recording in progress.
And then in Spanish.
And then in Spanish, whatever that may be. Whatever.
Silencio, or silencio, or something like that. We've had the studio cleaned. It's quite an hermetically sealed room, really, our studio, because we don't have windows open. It's double glazed. We don't have windows open because of traffic noise or potential traffic noise. But we do have a lot of soundproofing, which in our particular case takes the form of, and it may sound odd for those who haven't seen it, duvets suspended over the walls, because they deaden the sound. It's a cheap and effective way of soundproofing our studio. But of course, as you can imagine, if at home you hung your duvets on the wall for 6 months, they probably become quite dusty and so on, same as ours have. And they've caused people to have sort of coughs and splutters whilst they've been recording. So Jane Harding took them all down about 2 months ago, was it? Something like that. And had them all laundered, and she's put them all back, and everything's wonderful now. People haven't been spluttering. I said that to my wife yesterday when I was trying this out on her, and she said, "Well, you should say they haven't been spluttering yet." So you may need to clean them again in due course, but anyway. Income is something that we need much of, as you know, because we're continually spending money on new boxes and equipment and so on. And we have income from outside recordings that we do. So we have Winchester City Council, Hampshire Police, and more recently, as I mentioned earlier, the Women's Royal Army Corps. And we record a super magazine for them called Lioness. It's quite a long magazine, and it's a grueling job when we're doing it, isn't it? It seems to take a long time, but it's terrific. They're very happy. Unfortunately, they couldn't be here today. Last year, we helped with the Clarendon Marathon, as we've done for 3 or 4 years now. And Noel's nodding with a smile because he likes it, because he comes with us. And it's really good fun. And we get a £300 donation for doing that, and that to us, £300, is a terrific amount of money, jolly useful. So we're going to do it again this year. Now, there have been one or two interesting things to report.
Don't make it clear,
you
don't actually
run them out. No, we don't. No, thanks for pointing that out. One or two interesting things is that Winchester Rotary Club is producing a book called, what is it called? A Taste of Winchester. And two of our committee members have sent recipes to Winchester Rotary, and that book is going to be published. And apart from the recipes, which we're looking forward to seeing published, of course, there's going to be quite a bit of blurb about Winchester Talking Newspaper and what we do and how we do it. So that's spreading the word, and maybe that'll garner more listeners for us. And then the University of Winchester, that's an interesting one. Students at Winchester University can opt to do a module to do with volunteering. If it's not compulsory, they can opt to do this. And one of their students, a young lady called Amber Newton, who's doing a BA in English Literature and American Studies, she researched all the charities in the Winchester area and decided that she wanted to work with us. And so she approached us, and we interviewed her, and she's turned out to be absolutely brilliant, because she, apart from the fact that she knew nothing about us and therefore she's not blinkered in terms of ideas, which is terrific, because most of us, I feel this certainly, if I think about shall we do such and such, I think, oh, well, no, because we tried that 5 years ago and it didn't work or something. But she hasn't been like that. So she has written a whole document with proposals about how we can improve our publicity, get more listeners. That's been brilliant. She has redesigned our leaflets. She's redesigned our website. I mean, these are all designs that she's submitted to us, and we still at committee level have to discuss them, of course. And she also wrote an article for our monthly magazine, which she was invited... Noel was presenting the magazine that day, and she was invited to go along and read that article. And she read extremely well, so much so that she was asked to read another three articles during that same recording. So she's proved to be a great asset, and she has enjoyed it so much, she says that she wants to carry on being associated with us in some way. And so we're in the process of contacting the university to see if we can establish a regular rapport with them and some sort of program like that for young people. And then finally, after these interesting things I was mentioning, we've been nominated and added to the shortlist at the Winchester Middle Brook Street Sainsbury's store. This is a scheme they're running. And so we have the potential to become that store's local charity partner for 2016-17. What's happening is it this year is that they have selected a shortlist of charities, and the public will vote for which charity is going to be their main partner. And you can do that by going into that store and shopping and voting, or you can vote online. And this sounds as though I'm reading the newspaper now in the studio. Go to www.sainsburyslocalcharity.co.uk. I'll read that again. And that's how we do it. But there is always information from us if you wanted to, if you could vote for us and we could become that charity partner, that would be absolutely terrific. So please do if you can. That's pretty much my report. It just remains for me to say thank you to all our supporters and friends, and of course all our volunteers, and of course, most importantly, our listeners. Without our listeners, we wouldn't exist and we wouldn't be here today. So thank you to everyone. Thank you.